Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 28th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, just a few weeks after its official release, two independent sources now say that Apple is dropping its production for the iPhone SE 3. First off, according to a supply chain report out of Asia, Apple is now planning to make 20% fewer iPhone SE units next quarter. This report says that this is due to things like the Ukraine war and inflation concerns that have started to impact demand for consumer electronics. Next up, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo also echoes this report and explains that Apple is facing lower than expected demand for the new iPhone SE 3. Kuo is cutting his shipment estimation in 2022 from 25 million to 30 million units down to 15 to 20 million units instead. If these predictions from analysts and supply chain sources pan out, then this would mean the 2022 iPhone SE is on track to sell fewer units than the 2020 model. And while these reports indicate that external factors are largely at play for the slower demand for the iPhone SE, it could also be that Apple has pushed the design from the iPhone 8 just a bit too far, and consumers are looking for something that's more affordable and offers a more modern design. That could be something on Apple's roadmap for 2023, but we'll have to wait to learn more to know for sure. Next up today, last September, one of the first iPhone 14 leaks indicated that the iPhone 14 would be the first iPhone model in years not to feature a camera bump on the back of any kind. More recent leaks, however, have contradicted that claim, and the latest contradiction from Ming-Chi Kuo offers a bit more detail. Ming-Chi Kuo took to Twitter on Sunday to offer an explanation as to why the iPhone 14 Pro will feature an even larger camera bump than the iPhone 13 Pro. This revelation first came last week when leaked schematics from the supply chain showcased a thicker camera bump and an overall thicker design. According to Kuo, the reasoning for this change is, somewhat unsurprisingly, that Apple has major enhancements in store for the iPhone 14 Pro camera this year. As he has previously reported, the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max are expected to feature an upgraded 48-megapixel camera sensor, which, not surprisingly, is larger than the 12-megapixel sensor inside the iPhone 13 Pro. Kuo says the diagonal length of the camera will increase by between 25 to 35%, and the height of the lens will increase by 5 to 10%. So last September's leak set high expectations for the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro. Rumored changes included no camera bump, a hole punch design, an iPhone 14-style rounded volume button design, and a titanium chassis. But unfortunately, it's becoming clearer every day as we approach the iPhone 14 launch that the iPhone 14 redesign won't be nearly as dramatic as we originally thought. It's unclear if Apple scrapped this redesign in favor of something more modest, or if a redesign like the one rumored was ever in the cards to begin with. Regardless, the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro are expected to retain very similar designs to the iPhone 13, with the biggest change being a hole and pill-shaped cutout on the screen instead of a notch on the iPhone 14 Pro, and the discontinuation of the mini form factor. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Mac Stadium is dedicated entirely to providing Mac cloud services, and it's built on genuine Apple Mac hardware. Mac Stadium offers a variety of Mac private cloud options, and it offers a ton of applications for Mac and iOS development, remote servers, and other workloads that require macOS. And it also offers cloud-hosted Mac desktops for development, creative, or IT use cases. And for those who are ready to make the jump from Intel to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has a full selection of M1-powered Macs in their US and European data centers. The company has also already ordered Mac Studio machines to put in its data centers in multiple configurations and will make them available for Mac cloud users as soon as possible. It's easy to see why Mac Stadium is an industry leader in this category, and you can learn more and try it out for yourself by going to macstadium.com or by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up today, Apple is reportedly planning a new hardware subscription service that could come as soon as later this year. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is planning to let users buy iPhone, iPad, and other hardware in a way that's similar to paying a monthly app fee. It's essentially a hardware subscription service, and it's described as Apple's biggest push yet into automatically recurring sales. As it stands today, Apple allows customers to finance nearly any hardware purchase in the United States using Apple Card. It also operates the iPhone Upgrade Program in partnership with Citizens Bank. The iPhone Upgrade Program allows customers to get a new iPhone every 12 months, as well as AppleCare, all bundled for a single monthly price. This new hardware subscription service will take this offering to the next level. It would differ from an installment program in that the monthly charge wouldn't be the price of the device split across 12 or 24 months, but instead it would be a monthly fee that depends on which device the user chooses. The company has discussed allowing program members to swap out their devices for new models when new hardware is released, and it would work for iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Unfortunately, that's all we really know about Apple's plans for a hardware subscription service. It sounds like Apple is basically planning to expand the Apple iPhone Upgrade Program and to ditch its reliance on Citizens One. This hardware subscription service could also bundle in AppleCare as well as Apple One for things like access to Apple Music and Apple TV Plus. Again, this new hardware subscription service could launch as soon as sometime later this year, maybe in conjunction with the iPhone 14. And last but not least today, Apple had a big day at the Oscars yesterday. The Apple TV Plus movie, Coda, picked up 3 Oscars, including the prestigious Best Picture top honor. This is just Apple's second year of eligibility for the Oscars, and it beat out the competition like Netflix to become the first streaming service to win the Best Picture prize. Coda also won for the Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Supporting Actor awards. Apple bought the streaming rights for Coda at the Sundance Film Festival in 2021 for a record-setting $25 million deal, and it's turning out to be one of Apple's most successful films ever on Apple TV+. Apple CEO Tim Cook and its services VP Eddie Q were both in attendance at the Oscars last night, and we've got more details at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.